Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of St. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 16 through 18. Well, let's start at verses 14. Matthew 25, verses 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. Our teaching comes today in the form of a question. What are we doing with the talents God gave us? What are we doing with the talents God gave us? That's an individual question. And nobody can answer that question for us but us. Every person is born into this world with gifts and talents and abilities. But the purpose of God doing that is so that when man stands before him, man cannot say that he was not given anything to do while alive on the earth. There are so many people who have gone to their graves without even coming to know what God placed in them, while others seem not to even care. And then there are others who long to know what the Lord will have them to do. I pray that we are in the latter group of wanting to know what the Lord will have us to do. The purpose of this teaching is to stir up our pure minds and to help us to realize that one day we will leave this world. But if we are saved, wonderful. If not, that will be a sad time. But being saved is only the beginning. There are rewards we are working for when we leave this world. So that is why we must do all we can while it is day. Because the night is coming when no man can work. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he always used parables, illustrated stories that dealt with natural things. And in this story, he talked about a man leaving to go away. But before he left, he called his servants and he gave them all something to do. Note something. In Matthew 25, verses 14 through 18, we read how this individual who went into a far country, but before he left, he called his servants and he delivered his servants something he wanted each one of them with. Now, all of his servants did not receive the same things, but he gave them what he knew that they could handle, or should I say, what they could be trusted with. And it was also based on their several abilities. So it is with us today. God has given to each one of us gifts, talents, abilities, and he wants us to use what we have before we lose what we have. In our text, as I brought out earlier, each individual was given talents based on their ability. And after receiving their talents, the one who received the 5 talents, the one who received the 2 talents, they begin to use what was given to them, or should I say, what was loaned to them. But the one who received the 1 talent, he went and did something that caused his Lord to be upset with him. Note, what we have today is only being loaned to us from the Lord. And if we don't use what he loaned us, he will take it back and give it to someone else. Now, our focal point in this teaching, what are we doing with the talents God gave us? We want to focus on the individual who received the 1 talent. No, we don't want to beat up on him. We want to learn something from him in this day. Let's find out what we can learn today from the individual who had received that 1 talent, so what happened to him would not happen to us. First of all, he was focused on what others had and not on what was given to him. Oftentimes we make the mistake of looking at what other people are doing, how other people are going, how other people are getting, and we lose focus on what we know God has given us to do. And when we lose focus on what was given to us to do, we can't help but become afraid and then begin to make excuses and to hide what was given to us. Number 2, he did not feel worthy to receive anything from his Lord. Let's be realistic. None of us deserve nothing but hell. But thank God for his mercy to us. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. This individual did not feel worthy to receive this talent his Lord thought enough of him to bestow on him. We too sometimes feel like, well, I'm not worth God using me. Maybe God can use somebody else. That's true. Yes, God could use somebody else. But understand something. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when God made us, he broke the mold. So that means God is original. He don't have 2 of nobody. Regardless of individuals looking the same way, talking the same way, they're both different. So you see, you're not feeling worthy to receive what you may have from the Lord. That won't get it today, because God don't make mistakes in nothing he do. Number 3, he wasn't thankful for what his Lord saw fit to loan him. You see, when you and I become ungrateful and we begin to look at, as I brought out in number 1, look at what other people have. Look how they got this and why they got that and I don't have nothing. The indications are we've lost our focus on what was given to us to do. Listen, there's so much to be done in this day. There's so much to be done in this hour. And you know, people fighting over positions in churches. And I've been around to see this kind of stuff, where individuals waiting for the pastor to die like buzzards. They're flying around like vultures, waiting on him to croak over. And who going to fight over the position of being the pastor? All that kind of foolishness. And see, they go through all that stuff and got to have somebody from the outside come in and take over. Amen. Number 4. He was afraid that what he was given to do would not be accepted by others. Listen, the Bible says the fear of man brings a snare. This individual was afraid what was given him, that one talent, insignificant talent. Listen, everything that God gives to us is important. Regardless of what you've been called to do, regardless of what you've been assigned to do, your position is important. Your talent, if you clean in the church, do it all your might. If you're a doorkeeper, do it with a smile. Do it with dignity. Whatever you've been assigned to do, if you were to be on a pastor's aid committee, whatever it is, if you were to bring the pastor some water, honey, do it with a smile, because God is checking you out and he's watching your attitude. See, promotion coming not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but promotion comes from God. He is the judge. He put down one and God set up another. So you see, don't be afraid that what God has given you to do won't be accepted by others. Because remember, what you've been given by God to do, you must glorify God in what he has given you to do. And forget the peanut gallery. Forget folk who are always talking and always want to criticize. No, none of us is perfect. We all gonna make mistakes. But don't get to the point where you draw back in fear and don't let God use what he has given you. Amen. I felt somebody needed to hear that today. You've been so discouraged. You've been running and you feel like, well, Lord, if I really do what I feel you're putting in me, people are not going to accept me no more. Well, God is not concerned about people accepting you. God is concerned about you letting him do in your life what he purposed to do in your life. Next, he hid what was loaned to him by making excuses as to why he could not do what he was given the opportunity to do. See, listen, another sign, you begin to make excuses as to why you can't do what you was given to do. Remember this, God will not let one door open for you or me that we are not ready to go in. None of us will ever feel ready to do nothing. But if God opened the door, indications are it's your time, it's your season, walk in it. Amen. But see, don't make excuses and start shutting doors that God is opening for you. Because like I said, if you're not ready for something, God will not open the door for you to go into it. I've set before thee an open door and no man can shut. But oftentimes, no man can shut it. But we allow our fear of making mistakes cause us to shut the door. And it don't be God's fault. Next, he felt like the talent that was given to him was not worth him even trying to use. That was like an insult. And saints of God, you don't want to insult God. You don't want to make God feel like, well, I made a mistake by giving him this to do or giving her that to do. No. See, listen to this one again. He felt like the talent that was given to him was not worth him even trying to use. God don't make mistakes. Continue for part two. Or what are we doing with the talents God gave us? In continuing our teaching from part one, what are we doing with the talents God gave us? I left off. He felt like the talent that was given to him was not worth him even trying to use. I brought this out in part one. This individual in our story, he felt like what was given to him, that one talent, wasn't even worth his time trying to use it. You don't ever want to feel, saints of God, like what God has given you was a waste of God's time. No, God don't have time to waste. Everything God has given you and I to do, God knows that we're able to do what he's assigned to us to do. But the thing we must learn is to do what, say what Paul said. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Sometimes our self-esteem must be built up in order to do and to accomplish what was given to us to do. And sometimes you could be around people that makes you feel insignificant. They make you feel like you ain't nothing. They feel like they got it together, like they've arrived. They're just lying to you, that's all. They wasn't always like they are now. They had to grow. They had to mature. They had to develop. They even made mistakes as well. So you see, you have to watch the company you keep. You have to watch what you entertain. Because if you're to be what God ordained for you to be, you see, evil communications corrupt good manners. Watch your company, saints of God. Because you could be around the wrong folk that'll make you feel like what you're doing ain't nothing. And they'll try to make you feel small, like what you're doing ain't hitting on nothing. They don't really want to hear. Don't let them make you lose your excitement, your fire, and your zeal to do what God is putting you to do. When I first came in ministry, I was assigned to clean the church. I used to have to clean the toilets, mop the floor, vacuum the carpet. And at first, I fought against it because I didn't understand it. But while down in the church, God used to talk to me. He would minister to my heart. He would encourage me. And I began to see what I was doing was a ministry. What do you mean? What God assigned me to do through my pastor had me cleaning the church and cleaning the faceboard and mopping and waxing the floor. That was a ministry because God was testing me. God was trying me to see if he can trust me with something small. Then the day would come, he can trust me with something large. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And regardless of what people used to say, I had a joy about what I was doing. I looked forward to going to the church because that was my times there of really getting before God. And while cleaning the toilets, God would talk to me. And I find myself preaching to the Lord. You may think that's crazy, but those of you that's been through that route, you know what I'm talking about. See, I come from the old school. I come through the hard knocks and blows and consecration and tarrying service. I come from services like that. But when God assigned me to clean the church, I had to make sure it had a particular smell in there, certain air fresheners. We have to keep the church spotless. I thought that was hard and cruel, but I thank God for it today. So I didn't despise the day of small things. Now, next, he was afraid that if he used what was loaned him, he would make mistakes. I want to talk to you even more about this one. Don't ever be afraid to make mistakes. Let me say that again. Don't ever be afraid to make mistakes in what you're trying to do for God. There's not one human on this globe that God is using that haven't blown it in some kind of way. Oh, people might not come out and always tell you of the mistakes they have made. I've made many mistakes preaching. I often tell people this. I used to stutter very bad before I became a minister. I used to stutter in trying to just hold conversation with people. And when God called me to preach, it was kind of funny because I said, Lord, how can you use me and I can barely talk? I used to stutter like the words would not come out. But then God told me, the time comes, son, I will heal you. And I used to say, Lord, when are you going to do it? He says, not the time now. So one day I was ministering and God healed me instantly while preaching. And I've had people to write me all over the country and often ask me, you know, have I been to some Bible school and so forth? I would tell them, no. God healed my voice. And I recognized the purpose of God healing me was so I can preach his word. Isn't God wonderful? God healed me from stuttering to preaching his word. What a transformation. You see, I wasn't afraid to make mistakes. And even now, you know, people may say, well, you talk like you're from a different country and so forth. That's the anointing that comes over me that even changes my vocal cords, even changes my tone of speaking. All of that happens because of God's anointing. But my point to you today, saints, is don't be afraid to make mistakes. You're going to make them. How will you be perfected if everything you do was right? Seeing God perfect that which concerns us through mistakes we make. So never draw back, as the individual in the text. He was afraid that if he used what was loaned to him, he would make mistakes. So this is why he hid his talent. It's time out, saints, of you stop hiding what God has given to you, and you come out of the shadows in the eclipse and rise to the occasion. Understand the day and the hour in which we are living in. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And God is looking for laborers in this day. Not just a few people God wants to use. God wants to use the body of Christ. That one man show day is over. One man have a horn and a band and a harmonica. Them days are gone. This is the day God wants to corporately anoint the body of Christ. But we as the church must recognize what God has given to us as individuals, and we must learn how to work together and stop trying to be an island, do things on our own. No, if we work with other people, and then there's another problem that I know sometimes, that people become inferior, they become intimidated because of your gifts. Listen, God has not given no human on the globe talents and gifts for others to be envious of them and be jealous of them. God has too much to be done in this day for us to sit back and talk about what somebody else is doing. Indications are, when we talk about what others are doing, we don't know what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. So what is the lesson that the Holy Spirit wants to us to learn from this individual? Number one, thank God for whatever He has loaned to us. Learn to appreciate the talents, the gifts, the abilities God has given to you. Number two, strive to perfect what the Lord has loaned to us. If you're called to preach, if you're called to sing, if you're called to usher, you want to be the best at what you can do for the kingdom. But yet, you're going to make mistakes. Don't stop. Number three, stop making excuses as to why we cannot do what we are asked to do. Well, I can't do that. Or maybe somebody else can do that. Or I can't do that. How do you know if you never tried? Do you not know you will never grow if you're never challenged? And sometimes God will let you meet people in life that will challenge you to do things you never thought you could do. Stop making excuses for yourself, saints of God, as to why you can't do this. Well, I never spoke before people. You think I was born speaking to people? I just told you. I used to make mistakes talking. I used to tell God, you made a mistake calling me. God says, son, I don't make mistakes. God rebuked me about that. I'm saying, okay, Lord, forgive me. Now you got to prove to me that you called me. When God heard my voice, the rest is history. What is my point? Stop making excuses as to why you can't do something you've been called upon to do. Number four, stay in prayer. The Holy Spirit wants us to stay in prayer because your gifts and your talents must be sanctified and anointed. We could have abilities and gifts is right, but if there's no anointing to back those gifts, nothing will happen. Number five, don't be afraid to make mistakes when using what was loaned to us. Number six, take advantage of every chance we get to use our talent. Next, realize that God is watching to see what we are doing with the talent He loaned us. Next, one day we will have to give an account of what was loaned to us. So whatsoever our hands find to do, we need to do with all of our might. And finally, realize that the talents we have are supposed to bring glory to God as we use them in helping others. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And with God, nothing shall be impossible. So in spite of how many talents we may have, let us learn to use what we have before we lose what we have. God prefers us to try to do something and fail rather than not try at all. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word. And thank you for the talents you have loaned to each one of us as your people. Help us as we move forward in doing what you have assigned to our hands to do. Perfect those talents in our lives so that you can get more glory out of us. And Father, thank you for making us aware of how important it is for us to use what you have loaned to us. Father, anoint us as we use the talents you have loaned to us. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, I thank you so much for blessing your people that's listening to this message. I thank you for encouraging the hearts of your people around this world. Many have been wondering, Lord, what is it that you've called them to do? And Father, I pray today that you reveal to each person that's desiring to know what talent that lies in them. I pray that you resurrect the gifts and the abilities and the talent that's been lying dormant in your people. Many are restless sitting in the church because they feel there's more for them to do. God, make known to them today, I pray. And I give you glory for doing it now, in Jesus' name. What are we doing with the talents God gave us?